you again for joining us here on Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and every year we blow the dust off of the old Hoosier Ag Today record player to bring you that classic, the Singin' Hoosiers from Indiana University School of Music, singing all about the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. The 109th running coming up next weekend. This weekend, qualifications out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, the race is filled with many traditions, but one of the biggest traditions is when the winner is handed an ice-cold bottle of milk in Victory Circle, thanks to American Dairy Association Indiana. This year, the person responsible for handing off that bottle of milk to the winner is Abby Herr. She's a dairy producer from Noble County, and she's this year's Indy 500 veteran milk person. She also joins us here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Abby, what went through your mind when you found out last year you would be the Indy 500 rookie milk person and then this year's veteran milk person?
All of this has been such a surreal moment. I mean, the fact that, you know, we are chosen by other dairy farmers to represent the 700 dairy farm families across the state of Indiana to be on the world stage out there in Victory Circle to hand the milk. Last year as a rookie, it was so beautiful and chaotic behind Victory Circle. I'm so honored to be able to represent, you know, our family farm. We're the fourth generation raising the fifth generation. And the fact that this is only the second time there's been two women to hand out the milk in Victory Circle, I think that's truly exciting. And I'm hoping that inspires my daughters to maybe want to take the reins one day and be selected.
Chatting with Abby Herr, a dairy producer from Noble County, who is this year's Indy 500 veteran milk person here on Hoosier Ag Today. You were the rookie milk person last year. Alex Neuenschwander, he was the veteran milk person last year. So he got to hand off that ice cold bottle of milk to Joseph Newgarden, who won for the second straight year. So let's say Joseph Newgarden should win his third straight Indianapolis 500. It's never been done before. No driver has ever won three times back to back to back. Should Newgarden cross that yard of bricks first and be the winner for the third straight year, history would certainly be made at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And how fascinating would it be to be a part of that history if Joseph Newgarden is the winner on May 25th?
Oh my gosh, that would be so exciting. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be happy for whoever makes it to Victory Circle. I mean, I feel like just to be a part of that tradition, and then also you're going to go down in history, you know, as a driver, whether it's Joseph Newgarden or somebody else. But I feel like just to be a part of that tradition, it's just going to be so exciting all around.
I always ask this question of whomever is in this role, and I know there has to be some impartiality, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. I do every single year. Is there any one of those 33 drivers that you happen to be rooting for to take the checkered flag on May 25th?
I feel like that's kind of like asking me if I have a favorite cow. I can't tell you who my favorite cow is. I love all of them. So I feel the same way about the drivers. You know, I am excited for all of them. I mean, they're a lot like dairy farmers. They're putting in a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and it takes a lot of determination. And, you know, to see that pay off, whoever it may be, is going to be such a fulfilling thing. So, like I said, I'm super excited. I just cannot wait.
No better way to advertise the dairy industry, not just in Indiana, but across the entire U.S., Abby.
Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, we're representing the dairy farm families across the state of Indiana, but like, it's even bigger than that. You know, milk is out on the world stage. And so we're representing dairy farmers across the world. And that's truly a humbling experience to think I'm just a fourth generation raising the fifth generation dairy farmer from Kendallville that now is going to be out on the world stage representing dairy in Victory Circle.
And Abby, the website for American Dairy Association Indiana, winnersdrinkmilk.com. And as the winning driver is celebrating with milk in Victory Circle, we ask everyone who's watching on TV, because the blackout is lifted in central Indiana this year, to have their own milk toast at the same time.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, obviously, winners drink milk, and we do want, you know, everybody to go out on race day, grab a gallon of milk so you can toast with the winning driver, because winners do drink drink milk and go take advantage of all those delicious dairy products out there.
Once again, Abby Herr, dairy producer from Noble County, Kendallville, Indiana, this year's Indy 500 veteran milk person presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. Once again, the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500, Sunday, May 25th, the greatest spectacle in racing. Abby, thank you so much for joining us here on Hoosier Ag today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
And with that, it's time to wave the checkered flag on this week's edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. Download the podcast version at HoosierAgToday.com. And on behalf of our award-winning news team of Eric Pfeiffer, Andy Eubank, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's number one farm network.